cliffcentral.com.
Sia, you get to choose. What do you want to listen to this morning?
Ooh, how far back do we go?
Whatever you want. And if Mabali and Ben both say no, then they veto you. So be careful.
Do you know Eminem is back with a new single?
No, that piece of shit will not be played today. I'm sorry, I don't have water. I'm
Eminem
not listening to him.
Is a piece of shit, you say?
I hate that guy. He's embarrassment to all men.
What in the 8 Mile are you talking about?
Oh, please.
What did he do to you? Where did he touch you, Ben? Show us. Show us where Eminem touched
you. Listen to any of his songs. It's just so disrespectful to women. It's disrespectful to anybody who actually draws breath in this world. It's like, me. I'm so angry. Get a life, dude.
Okay. Let's listen
to the new
Eminem
single. Stop calling every woman a hoe when
you
probably got a small penis and you're inconsiderate lover.
Sure.
I hate that guy. I do. I hate that guy.
Stan didn't do anything for you.
No, because
Dido.
Because my life wasn't in self-proclaimed turmoil. Like, there is happier ways to live life. You don't always have to bitch about stuff.
So which song do you want, Sia?
Eminem, Walk on Water.
Oh, is this the new one?
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
it's called Walk on Water, and it happens to just feature a little artist by the name of Beyonce, Giselle Knowles.
I knew there would be something. There had to be a catch, right?
Sell out.
Now you've put two of Ben's favorite people into one song.
Do it.
What a hypocrite getting Beyonce on a song because he hates women.
Is that Ben?
He hates women, but he's not a hypocrite to get Beyonce in. I mean, he pumped Mariah Carey a long time ago, and he's still dragging her over the coals.
It's a good song.
What a dick.
But only when it freezes.
Why? Our expectations so high. Is it the bar I set?
But I know Jesus.
So Ben, do you like it? Now it's the first time you've actually listened to Walk in Water.
I mean, could you maybe put your emotions aside?
See, but this is what this piece of shit does, right? He releases all this cuck music about how he hates women, and obviously he's got a small cock. And then he'll strap in Beyonce somewhere along the line so he can make mainstream music. Sure. And then that's what keeps him in money, because that's the reason he's in it. And then once he has enough money, he'll go back to his type, which is a piece of shit, and he'll have other songs where he'll out himself about what a loser he is.
Disagree with Ben, says Roman.
Yeah, well,
Eminem is a superb rapper.
Anyway.
His lyrics are violent and perhaps misogynistic, but one can differentiate between the artist and their work. Ben.
Is that so true?
Ben, I hate you. Eminem is a beast.
Mm. Great. Well, it says a lot about you if that's your hero.
I love you, Ben, but I can't support this.
No, but that's the thing. You're allowed to speak out against Eminem.
Out of here, Ben, says someone else.
Why do whites think we're beholden to this guy as an icon? He's a piece of shit.
I'm really
because he's a rapper. Wow.
Lost for words. He's not just a rapper. He is a legend.
Of what?
Has Eminem never gotten you through a dark space in your life?
No, being an adult has got me through a dark space in life. We've all got our own shit. Get on with it. Now listen to this guy bitching about how his illegitimate child is like.
Talk about Haley like that. Haley.
But Ben,
it's like, stop talking about my child. Every single one of your songs is about your child, dipshit. How about you stop talking about your child?
But Ben, every artist in Hollywood has a gimmick. They have a thing that defines them. It's kind of what helps them sell.
So are you backing up Roman's statement here?
No, I'm saying that you're very emotional about Eminem, where in actual fact all artists subscribe to some other kind
of
gimmick.
Ben hasn't had a bath or a shower. Give him a break.
I've got standards, Gareth. I don't see why you have to degrade women. That must be your thing. And that's not because I'm a feminist. I just don't believe in people being shit as humans. And this guy has made a career out of it.
All right. Fair enough.
So that's all cool. You guys want to go ahead with that, this misogynistic prick who's angry about all kinds of things. I mean, really, is that what we're focusing on in life?
Well, Amanda's got something to say.
Of course she does, because she's in the whole trap of this.
Ben, everyone loves Eminem. I just think you didn't shower, so you bit upset.
No, but that's just it.
Have you never heard Purple Hills and all those kind of things?
I've heard music that's been produced in his presence, but I mean, this is like the whole Twilight phenomenon. Everyone thought they had to like it. Sometimes in life you can actually say this is crap and this guy's a prick.
Sure.
That's how Kevin Spacey molested all those boys, because everyone thought, I've got to love Kevin Spacey. He's an actor. Whoa. And look where that got them.
Whoa. So you're now comparing Eminem to Kevin Spacey?
Exactly. It's, oh, Bill Cosby, he's a great guy. Everyone loves him. Oh. Yeah. Until he slips your quaalude. Exactly. This is the sheep mentality that's getting into trouble in the world.
Okay.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein's my mentor. No, he's a rapist.
Eminem, a great artist being compared to pedophiles. Okay. Got you.
There's a lot of that cloth going around.
All right, this is great. CliffCentral.com.